Hi guys, I have quite a few people asking me how I'm confident that this is a plandemic, scamdemic, how I'm not scared or concerned about taking my children out or going outside without a mask, and how I can be so confident that it's nothing for the average person to worry about. So I live pretty much my whole life evidence and factual based. I look at the research, I follow the money trail. I look at how credible that person is that's doing the study, and then I think logically about it. So this is something that I have done quite a bit of research on now. And hopefully by me sharing that with you will all feel confident too. So with the new numbers issued for the UK, the death rate for COVID as of the 16th of July is 23,146. So that has a death rate of 0.0024%. I'll say that again, 0.0024%. So when we had swine flu in 2010, you know, the outbreak, they called it then, we had no masks, we had no lockdown, the kids still went to school, the world didn't stop. And according to the NHS figures, the death rate for that is 0.0, sorry, was 0.026%. So COVID is 0.0024%. Swine flu was 0.026%. So higher. You had a much higher chance of death from swine flu, but no lockdown, no masks, no gloves, no kids out of school, no businesses closed, nothing. So that was in 2010. So then you go forward a bit, and in 2015 there was another outbreak of flu, and that peaked on the 1st of January 2015. So that was 35% higher than their 5-year average. Again, no lockdown, no masks, no gloves, no kids out of schools, no businesses closed. From the 5th to the 11th of January 2015, there were 15,000 deaths in that 1 week alone related to the flu. 15,000 in 1 week in the UK. That's 2015. No lockdown, no pandemic. Jumping forward again, in 2018, there was another flu outbreak, worst ever, the media called it. There was a 42% spike, higher than the 5-year average, and it was the highest flu death seen since 2006. So, in that flu season in 2018, only 2 years ago, 64,157 people died. 64,000. We're currently, with the new figures, on 23,000. No masks, no lockdown, no kids out of schools, no businesses closed. So, this is why I'm thinking logically, because it's clearly nothing to be fearful of. The average person doesn't have to be concerned about going outside their house. They don't have to wear masks. They don't need to socially distance. They don't need to close their business. Their kids don't need to be out of school, apart from it's now summer holidays. What is going on? And the only logical explanation for that is the vaccine. Because you don't close an entire country down for something that we have every single year. So it doesn't make sense. So, no, I'm not scared of COVID. No, I'm not scared of going out without a mask. No, my children won't be socially distancing from other children. No, we won't stop seeing friends and family. We're going to live our life as normal because logic and research and the evidence shows that this is nothing different than any other, actually less. This is less fearful and less deadly than any normal flu season. So if the media hadn't told you, and then, you know, the government hadn't told you, and there hadn't been this massive hype, you wouldn't have known any different. Back in February, we saw all those horrific videos, you know, the live videos coming from Wuhan of people dropping dead in the streets, foaming at the mouth, having seizures, people dying whilst driving their cars, loads of dead bodies in Italy, you know, the fake pictures that we saw, the pictures that they showed us from the hospital of how overrun it was. That was an Italian hospital, but also a New York hospital, because it's the same picture. The coffins lined up. That was apparently from Italy, but it turns out it was from 7 years ago. You're being manipulated. And it's just getting embarrassing now, because the information is out there for everyone to see. I will post all these links in the comments, in the comment section. This needs to stop.